at citr.ca.
Good evening. You are listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territories of the Musqueam peoples. I'm your host, Nolzi, and I will be playing for the next hour some of Oscar Peterson's beautiful jazz music. That track you just heard was called The Windmills of Your Mind by the Oscar Peterson Trio with the 1970 album of the same name. At this time, the musicians accompanying Peterson on the piano were Ray Price on drums and George Emraz on double bass. That's one of my favorite tunes of his. The arrangement is incredible and his playing is just mind-blowing. The original tune is actually written by a French guy called Michel Legrand. Doesn't really sound at all like this version, but go check it out if you want. So today we're going to be listening to a lot of Oscar Peterson's music, and specifically his recordings with Lester Young. The President plays with the Oscar Peterson Trio, and that's from 1954. And in this trio we have Barney Kessel, very important guitar player in terms of chord bass melody stuff, you know, kind of the foundation for other guys like Joe Pass. And then alongside him we have Ray Brown on double bass and JC Hurd on drums. And of course the amazing Lester Young on tenor sax, who I really, really love. He's got a really cool style, you know, always dressing up in a nice suit and pork pie hat. And that song by Charles Mingus, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, is actually dedicated to Lester Young. And yeah, I just love his sound. It sounds like really relaxed, but also sophisticated and just full of a lot of joy. And yeah, he had this kind of weird lingo that he would use that kind of became cool because of him. Like, asking about how much a gig would pay, he'd be like, "How's that bread smell?" So, there you go. And the record is called The President Plays with Oscar Peterson Trio because that was his nickname, the president that Billie Holiday gave to him. And he was the one who gave her the nickname Lady Day. There you go. They lived together actually in the 30s when he was still playing with Count Basie, the kind of big band stuff. Anyway, yeah, so that's a lot from me. Let's give this music a listen. This is Ad Lib Blues. Thank you.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's R-I-D-E-O-N Bike Shop. See you there!
Do you want to advertise with CITR Radio and Discorder Magazine? Well, good news, you can. Our copies of Discorder Magazine span 6,000 square kilometers and reach 3 million inhabitants across 32 locations here in Vancouver. Advertising with Discorder Magazine means being seen from UBC to New Westminster. Along with print, we offer advertising online, offering you a viewership to over 100,000 engaging with our content. From radio ads to Discorder Magazine and our online presence, CITR and Discorder Magazine knows how to get you seen. Contact sponsorship at CITR.ca to get advertising today. Sponsorship at CITR.ca.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Kalalalalam is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kalalalalam aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kalalalalam.ca, or Instagram at kilalalelum to learn more or donate.
Hello, you are listening to Mixotroph here on CITR. This fine evening, we're listening together to The President. That's Lester Young, plays with Oscar Peterson Trio. Oscar Peterson was born in Montreal, Quebec. He started playing piano very seriously at a young age, and he won his first national competition at the age of 14 in the year 1940. And then right after that, dropped out of high school to start playing music professionally around Montreal. Specifically, just a lot of swing and boogie-woogie kind of styles. He actually got his big break on the radio when his music was playing there in Quebec, and a big New York record producer, Norman Granz, heard that and tracked him down and brought him to New York. So, and he talks about being in New York, how a lot of the other musicians there were like, oh, he's from Canada, he doesn't know anything. But, you know, that just pushed him to work harder and harder and, you know, become a top-level musician in jazz piano. So that's kind of awesome to hear that story, putting Canada on the map early on. So after that, he... in like the early 50s, after he had moved to New York, he started this trio with Ray Brown and Barney Kessel, and that's the era that this album is from. and the rest is history. His career really took off from that point. Over the course of his career, he's won 8 Grammys, and was just really badass. He had a lot of health issues in his life, related to his weight. He had arthritis from a young age that got a lot worse in the 90s after I think he had a stroke. But he would just keep playing, keep touring until his death in 2007. He just kind of carried on and kind of switched to more of a right hand, playing predominantly with his right hand. His legacy is really amazing. He made this really sweet album with Vibes player Milt Jackson called Very Tall that I really dig. And I'm gonna play something from that one before we go back to his stuff with Lester Young. This track is called Heartstrings.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening with me to some beautiful Canadian jazz music by Mr. Oscar Peterson, as well as Lester Young, two giants, is him singing right now, Lester Young. This has been Mixotroph, every other Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m., the finest in world music. So, we're in the middle of Vancouver International Jazz Festival right now. It goes until July 1st, and I encourage you all to check out their website, which is coastaljazz.ca, to check out some great shows. To be honest, I don't know too many of the artists. I think there's Delvin Lamar Organ Trio, which is a really great group. Nubia Garcia, also some great contemporary jazz artists. But yeah, I know there's a lot of talent, you know, a lot of great musicians that maybe aren't so well known, so keep your ears peeled for that. I do want to give a shout out to Cowboy Bebop Band performing for free on July 1st at 8:30 p.m. It'll be on Granville Island. It's going to be a special show, so don't miss it. That's it from me. Thank you all for listening. And I'll be back Thursday in 2 weeks from 6 to 7. Bye for now.
Same park, same bench. Sweaty hands.